until June 13th, with only those regions that reach certain public health and safety numbers eligible to reopen.
Fox's Todd Pyro. America's listening to Fox News.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there are now more than 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. 144,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. Health officials say 473 people have died across the state. Troy police have charged 23-year-old Jeremy James with capital murder in the death of 29-year-old Whitney Sanders. Police say Sanders was found stabbed to death Wednesday at her home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue. The suspect is now in jail without bond. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for 15 counties in South Alabama. Officials say dry conditions combined with low humidity, high temperatures, and gusty winds are creating dangerous wildfire behavior. Currently, there are no burn restrictions in the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's going to be a hot one today. We're starting off really nice. We're at 73 right now, kind of like a, almost like a mall temperature, you know? Look at that guy. Oh, that's you. That's you, Joey. Day today with a high temperature up to around 90, abundant sunshine. Partly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 90s. Sunday will be in the low to mid 90s. I got us at 94. It is way too early in the middle of May for 94, but that's what's going to happen. That'll be a record, by the way. The record is 93. And rain chances about 10% today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday. That's good news. We need the rain, high in the mid 80s. Much cooler Tuesday instead of the 90s. How about upper 70s? How about yes? Right now this morning, 73 degrees and filtered sunshine, a few high clouds here at 9:05. Morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Starting to feel like Friday again.
Yeah.
You know, for a few weeks, you didn't know or care
right
what day of the week it was. But now I see more traffic. I see, you know, there's more,
I've noticed Friday. More traffic a lot.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, I snuck in, and thanks to Infusion Cryo Center.
Get one in?
Infusion Cryo Wellness Center over there off, what is that, Monticello?
Mm-hmm. Right, it's, it's...
Well, right no, off that, the Taylor it, Road.
It's, yeah. It's actually Blunt.
Oh, Blunt, yeah.
Blunt Cryo, or what is it? It's... What is it? It's the same as
Get Jack Quest on the phone.
It doesn't matter.
It's right off of Taylor Road. Yes. And I went and got frozen this morning. Nice. And I noticed hitting the interstate and hitting back on the interstate coming here.
Yeah.
A lot more traffic.
Oh, yeah. And then no doubt about that.
But there's nothing like starting the day just freezing yourself for 3 minutes. And it was cold.
I haven't done it in a while.
Level 3
I've
cold.
Done it, level 3.
Yeah, and a lot of folks had been using it before, too. Mm-hmm. So it was like
I look forward
really
to,
chilly.
Getting an IV over there again someday soon.
Yeah.
Check them out. Well, I look forward to these temperatures going down a little bit, Rich. It's
beautiful now. 90s over the weekend, but at least the humidity will not be out of control. But how about 78 on Tuesday? That sounds great.
That sounds beautiful.
Well, I was learning, though, from watching the coverage yesterday. We were on air when it was happening, mm-hmm. but, you know, the doctor, the whistleblower.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to take the guy seriously, we're in deep doo-doo. Like, I mean, we're all going to die.
What they call this kind of winter coming up? It was kind of like a Game of Thrones type of winter.
Yeah, winter is coming. Yeah. There's an army of the dead marching down upon us from the Arctic.
Right.
Santa's upset?
I was thinking Game of Thrones when he was talking about this.
Right, but it's a good thing. I've actually got a girl in the family. A cousin, really. It's more distant cousin. But she's been training with these assassins. It's all good to work out.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Yeah. Good deal. So we got an inside person?
Nobody's seeing it coming, but I see it. I see it coming. And I have a feeling when we get to the tail end of this, mm-hmm. the plot's just going to fall apart, and character development definitely will fall apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. I hope you have a great show and a nice weekend. And, cheerio.
Cheerio.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
Well, news and views will begin in mere moments. In the first hour, news and views, as always, is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, you got old videotapes, been sitting around the house collecting dust. Well, they're also deteriorating. And so for the month of May is a reopening special, 50% off on all video transfers to digital format. So that means you can use 8mm films in digital format. You could get old VHS tapes, VHS-C, Betamax, even the little DV tapes. All can be transferred into digital format, whether digital files for your computer or a DVD, at 50% off. But check out Dan Black Studios to get this done, because that's the way to do it. 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, sponsor of this hour of News and Views, which will begin, as I just said, in mere moments. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FAST to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FAST to 303030. That's FAST to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the studio with me, the man, the myth, the legend. I'm not sure what in, but, well, really, it's real estate. Eddie Bader.
Hey, I was looking around thinking who was joining us.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I like to be a little over the top, especially on a frivolous Friday.
It is, man. It's Friday.
When it comes to Friday shows, there really aren't any rules. Now, we've been a little more serious lately because of the Rona.
Right.
And a whistleblower was reminding us yesterday in front of Congress that if we don't listen to him, if we don't have a federal response, we don't listen to the doctor, him in particular, and a particular type of response to this, it's going to be hell on earth.
And he's the number one doctor, has he declared himself?
Well, he was there, and he was saying that he was warning these folks. Uh-huh. Secretary Azar, the head of Health and Human Services, is saying, actually, the problems between him and others on the staff go back years.
Oh, okay.
But he was saying, yeah, I wanted to get some things done, and I warned them about the chloroquines, hydroxychloroquine, and just regular old chloroquine. I warned them about koi pond cleaner.
Dang.
I warned them, and they didn't listen.
Nobody listened.
And they didn't listen, and that's why everybody's going to die. That sounds like such expertise.
It really does.
All over the place. Well, like, it's amazing.
But how does someone get to that level? How can someone not tell him halfway along his ladder climb there, hey, you're an idiot, man. You need to go away.
And that's, I think we have learned throughout this pandemic, this so-called crisis, is that experts definitely exist. And somebody asked me the other day, Joey, do you trust the experts? And really what I trust are not so much experts because they're experts. Because everybody has their specialty, everybody has their field, and everybody loves their own brand.
But sometimes,
or maybe that's not about expertise.
But sometimes even experts will disagree with each other, correct?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So there is someone that's right,
especially
and someone
in fields that are large, that can be theoretical, that rely on a lot of modeling and predictions. I mean, we need to get Rich Thomas back up here and say, hey, how about in meteorology? Do you have exact predictions? We're getting pretty good at it.
Right.
But it's not always perfect because complex systems change.
Well, you've been in radio for, let's say, 15 years, probably longer. But anyway.
No, it's about 10.
All right. Do you feel like you're an expert?
I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm quite where I want to be, and this is why I say that.
Okay.
Number one, I'm still young. Number two, there's always room to grow and get better.
Always, correct.
And number three, I really don't think expertise is, oh, I know how to talk a good game.
Okay.
Or, oh, I've memorized a bunch of stuff. Or even, I'm good at waxing poetic and weaving all sorts of theories and different ways of looking at a given situation, which is useful. The people I trust the most aren't experts because they're experts. People I trust the most are folks who apply their knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
This actually goes back to the old Hebrew understanding of wisdom. It wasn't just somebody who knows a lot of things.
Right.
It was somebody who could apply their knowledge in a very effective and practical way.
But
so say somebody who was building an incredible building.
Right.
Building the temple. Or building a business, or building a farm, or building a life in an effective way. I like people who have a lot of knowledge, but that knowledge isn't just up there. You know the old Reagan line, there's so much they know that just isn't so.
Yes.
And I like experts who actually show off their expertise in an effective way. For instance, when Einstein says, hey, like 60 years from now, there's going to be an eclipse from this exact point,
mm-hmm.
if you look at it from this exact point on the Earth. And he was right. I mean, that stuff like that is really cool. And it's not like, oh, he just got lucky. Like Nostradamus. Like Nostradamus said, sometime in the future, there will be a great calamity.
Right.
Well, no crap, Sherlock. Life is full of calamities.
Well,
and, you know, folks like this guy who testified yesterday, I'm sure he's a brilliant man in certain ways.
Right.
However, to say that if you don't listen to me, then everything's going to hell, well, it smacks more of hubris. And it's generally an issue I've had with government for a while is, say, is 2 plus 2 equals 4 because government and a bunch of smart people said so? Or is it because 2 plus 2 equals 4, no matter what anybody says? I think it's no matter what anybody says. So when you have experts, and to your point, Eddie, who disagree, maybe we should allow people to be free so that folks can choose who they agree with. And largely, on pretty much 99% of issues, freedom and going your own way, if you need to, is the best policy. Because what can happen is when you go to the authoritative expert who has government power, I don't know what that has to do with science, but has government power, then it's possible you might get an idiot who is running things, who is making decisions in a, well, maybe too narrow of a way, not taking into account all the many moving parts of an economy. I mean, a lot of these folks, they don't even know your name.
Right.
They're looking at this from 10,000 feet above. And I think most of them mean well. We can get into all the conspiracy if you want, because it's Friday and there ain't any rules. But, you know, I tend to think, hey, let's have in an unknown, uncertain, complex situation, how about freedom, and people do their darndest and their level best to go and try to figure out the problem? How about that approach, as opposed to, we have the smartest people on Earth who are going to solve all of you little people's problems. It's just not true. And when it is true, it's usually based on ingenuity and just grit and determination and productivity. Somebody like an Elon Musk, who I don't think has been a saint by any means. I think he gets too much government money. But at least he's willing to try things out, and he's willing to kind of experiment and say, hey, people need freedom in their lives. There's all sorts of great industrialists throughout this country's history who didn't rely on government cronyism to get by. For instance, I think James Hill, he built the Great Northern Railroad. Mm-hmm. We all know about the Transcontinental, right. And it was full of all sorts of crony crap.
Oh,
and
well.
Because they would pay per mile, or, mm-hmm. you know, like, they would purposely take ridiculous routes, and they'd build on gradients that were unnecessary, because right. they got paid more for doing these complex things. Hill built it on his own, and he actually subsidized towns along the way to build up fares for the railroad. So there's many, many stories. And unfortunately, a lot of the story of that success and of experts, so to speak, in this country is that somebody does their best work when they're 20, 30, 40 years old. Somebody builds an incredible business. For instance, I know there's a lot that we can criticize about all these big tech companies like Amazon and Google and Facebook and Twitter, blah, 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 blah. But when Mark Zuckerberg builds Facebook, it's a brilliant idea. It's pretty ingenious on the level of programming, on how you process all this information, on what people wanted out of a website to connect with others. Pretty brilliant idea. But as it grows, see how the hubris of Zuckerberg grows. As Bill Gates builds Microsoft and builds up a great company. And maybe he stole some of it, I don't know. Maybe, you know. But Steve Jobs the same way. They have great ideas. They build up these companies. But once you have that success, sometimes they get into this game of, oh, we got to play politics. Now we got to, because I have all this money and I'm so brilliant, I'm brilliant at everything. It's
right.
a fatal flaw and a crucial mistake. So I like folks that can show they're actually experts, which, it's a story we missed yesterday. And by the way, 272-9228. About this guy. He's a new incoming Auburn professor. You know, Eddie, I learned as a baby. See, right now, what am I doing?
Eyes closed.
My eyes are closed, so you can't see me.
That's
see,
true.
It's a great trick. Whenever I'm scared, folks, I just close my eyes. And
it's funny.
And nobody can see me, and I'm hidden. It's great.
Cows do the same thing. They'll hide behind a bush. Yeah. You know, that's...
He can't see me.
Right. He can't see me.
Yeah. He can't see the cow. He can't see me.
Yep.
I mean, why didn't our great generals with, like, World War II and World War I just, hey, boys, close your eyes. They can't see us. Like, that's how it works, right?
They weren't experts, Joey.
Right. And if you say certain words I don't like,
yeah.
then it makes it not true. So don't you dare say the S word around me. And I'm not talking about, like, poo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a certain ism.
Really?
See, if I refuse to say a certain word.
Right.
Or refuse to have it even heard in my presence, then it doesn't exist.
What?
Yeah. I learned these things as a baby. And they've remained true. Well, apparently, there's this new professor at Auburn, an expert, Dr. Jesse A. Goldberg, Ph.D.
Is he still there?
He's a lecturer of African-American and American literature and composition in the English department at Auburn University.
Okay.
His Twitter bio reads, lecturer at Auburn U, Black Studies, Critical Prison Studies, Queer Theory, American literature, abolitionist, martial artist, views are mine, he, him, his. I guess those are his preferred pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, he started a firestorm. And I don't even, it's just, listen to what he tweeted. I know it's just a mascot, but I'm never going to be able to call myself a war eagle or say, go war eagles. Sorry.
So now, when you're interviewing potential employees at Auburn University, do you have a new question on the thing that says, could we have you repeat the term War Eagle, please?
And no, we should ask them on that questionnaire, when you close your eyes, can other people see you? Oh, my goodness.
And this is what kills me. This is someone that someone calls him an expert, Joey. Mm-hmm. But right now, to me, he's an idiot.
Well, yeah. Well, he gave a reason, though. Because experts always have reasons.
Sure.
He said, quote, I can't bring myself to enthusiastically and sincerely use a slogan / greeting, cultural signal, if you will. This guy. So, it's cultural signal. It's a meme. It's a cultural meme, and we pass on memes all the time with one. But I can't use a slogan greeting cultural signal with war as a primary descriptor. Yeah, I know I'm being a party pooper. But it's the kind of language that sticks with me.
Can we get Aubie to fire him?
I hope so. Well, to the university's credit, my alma mater's credit, War Eagle. And we don't call... I've never once heard an Auburn fan say, I am a War Eagle.
I'm a War Eagle, baby.
Like, what in the world is that?
Yeah, that's the greeting, Joe. When you see others in the airport, you don't say War Eagle. You say, I'm War Eagle. They say, I'm War Eagle too, baby.
I'm a War Damn Eagle. Yeah, go War Eagles. No, no, you'll hear go Tigers. You'll hear War Eagle as a call. And to the university's credit, they tweeted, we know it's been explained to you that we only say go Tigers and War Eagle, but just give it some time. You'll see what they mean.
No.
And wait until you meet Aubie. And then another commentator had to explain to them, to this guy, that, hey, Auburn University is home of the Southeastern Raptor Center.
Right.
So we actually do have an eagle. It's not just one of these fuzzy mascots. It's one of the most incredible things to watch and behold before a football game, whether you're an Auburn fan or
not.
When you're in that stadium, it's packed. I'm wondering we're ever going to be able to do this again, or at least not anytime soon. I hope we can in the fall. But when you see the eagle circling around the crowd, and especially if that eagle's really feeling it that day,
yeah,
it's an incredible thing. It really is.
It really is, man.
And so this guy who doesn't want to say War Eagle because he doesn't like the word cultural signal, excuse me, war, well, he also is trained in martial arts and says, good thing I've been training in martial arts even longer than I've been training in anti-racism. So what we have is, well, somebody I wouldn't take a class from. And honestly, I didn't know whether or not I was going to say this. But I will.
Say it.
I am a graduate. A graduate.
Proud graduate. Joey, don't make me break this clipboard over
here. I'm a graduate of Auburn University. And I'm not quick to say proud because I don't think I did my best in college. So it's not something I'm incredibly proud of. I felt like I was jumping through hoops. I was directionless in many ways. I had a few classes that I loved that I would ace. But for the most part, I didn't feel like I really, academically speaking, gave my best and that it was the best choice for me going forward. Now, living in Auburn, incredible. I miss it to this day. Just the quality of life, in my opinion, is the best place I've ever lived. I love the culture, the football, all the food, the restaurants, the people. All that's great. But the school I went to, liberal arts, a political science degree, can maybe suggest to you that, hey, I wasn't fully there, and I wasn't incredibly proud of my own performance. And I'll put it this way, folks. Send your kids to Auburn for pharmacy school, for instance. Send your kids to Auburn to go to industrial design, one of the top in the nation, for architecture, for engineering, whether mechanical or civil engineering, for aerospace engineering and science. Send your kids to Auburn for forestry and animal husbandry and fisheries. Send your kids to Auburn for all these incredible schools, including if you're going to be pre-med. Send your kids to Auburn. But whether it's Auburn or many other universities around this country, spare your children the waste of your money or them going into thousands of dollars in debt for a crap liberal arts degree that leads you to saying, well, I don't like the cultural signal war. But now I have a PhD. You know, there's some folks that pride themselves on destroying their minds, and they call it success. So good for him. We need diversity of opinion in our universities. So, but it's just something that's bothered me for a while based on my own experience.
Because you didn't give 100%, Joey?
I didn't give 100%, and I also felt like... Well, the reason I felt like I didn't need to is because I didn't need to. I could graduate without it, and I didn't feel like it was a serious course of study. I didn't. And I probably could have seen, and again, it always comes back to me. I'm not blaming teachers or the university or the college system. But I think there are too many people like me who maybe don't get by, who go into wrong degrees, who look back and say, that was a waste of thousands of dollars.
But isn't that part of being an adult?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You grow up. You get used to it.
Well, I mean, you make decisions, sometimes right, sometimes wrong.
Right. So...
And yeah, that four-year degree, at the end of the day, that four-year degree, from me being in the business world, Joey's got a liberal arts degree. And to me, if I'm hiring you for a job, I look at that as Joey's got a four-year degree. He sat down, he concentrated, and he did something and accomplished it in the four-year time. So he was able to stick to something.
Yeah.
He didn't go a college year here, six months there. So I don't necessarily look at the degree. I just look at the fact that you accomplished that.
Fair enough. But, you know, my best friend, who I roomed with 4 years at Auburn Troy, maybe a while back heard him on these airwaves.
Yeah, yeah.
His mom asked him, do you think Joey was proud when I walked for graduation? And Troy was very, knowing me well, said, no. She's like, why? Because it was just another thing. It didn't feel, I wasn't the first in my family. It wasn't like, to me, of all the things I've accomplished in my life, and it really isn't all that much, and I'm working on that, that's not up there with like, yeah, I got that college degree, baby.
Right now, it's not.
It wasn't at the time either.
And maybe not at the time, but I assure you, one day you will look back with a sense of accomplishment. Maybe. Not saying that, hey, I'm so glad I got this particular degree, but that you stuck to it.
Well, and this guy wrote in a paper, not so much abolition of prisons, but the abolition of a society that could have prisons, that could have slavery, that could have the wage. And therefore, not abolition as any elimination of anything, but abolition as the founding of a new society. You sound like a tyrant to me. Dude. You know, you might not want to say the word war, but it sounds like your ideology would lead to war because it's utopian nonsense.
Nonsense, exactly.
Let's cool down for a second by talking to a great gentleman, though. Steve. Steve, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Steve.
War Eagle.
Well, I heard it was Wounded Buzzard, but anyway, we'll go with War Eagle. Hey, you know, we tried to fly the elephant over Brian Denny, but it just didn't work. You know, we kept shoving him off the press box, and it was a big mess.
Well, mental vultures don't like to be reminded of war eagles.
Right.
Since Frivolous Friday, yes, you know, I had an attorney tell me a long time ago, back in the day, that an expert was anybody that had a briefcase and was more than 5 miles from their house. and being in the court business, you know, they bring in a lot of experts.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that expert is tied to money.
Yep.
And they'll pretty much say whatever you want them to say as long as you pay them enough. And other experts are tied to federal dollars, state dollars, and they will lean a certain way if they're getting a paycheck. So sometimes you got to be careful about experts.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and at the end of the day, it's you who's deciding which expert to listen to.
Oh, exactly. And, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. One other point before I bid you adieu is, you know, used to in society back when I worked the streets, if someone didn't have gainful employment, if they weren't looking for gainful employment, if they were wandering the streets aimlessly with no useful purpose, we would arrest them for being a vagrant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wander the streets looking for gainful employment, you'll get arrested. We have really flipped in society.
Right.
I mean, we're breeding a whole group of people now, and this is my concern, that people are going to lose the desire, the will, the initiative to work. And if the government, you know, I mean, there are people pushing for a government payday check.
Yep.
And we're headed, I'm more concerned, this old planet, the human race has survived catastrophe after catastrophe, and we've come back. I'm concerned that we're going to lose the initiative, the desire to come back. Mm. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Appreciate it. Those are wise words there. Wise words. Yeah, if we're going to listen to experts, listen to folks who actually have to apply their knowledge, not to folks who just rearrange words. And hey, folks, I'm saying this because I was very good at it in college, just rearranging words. But that's not really learning or saying much of anything. And heck, maybe that has served me here on the radio. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. Jack Campbell should be joining us here soon.
This maybe part he'll of talk the... some sense into you.
Yeah, good luck. You know Jack?
Yeah, and I know what he's going to tell you. But never mind. Continue. I'm sorry.
Why? Don't apologize for anything in front of me.
Because you are discounting the
fact. We got to hit a break. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They are a Benjamin Moore authorized paint and stain supply center and get you all your paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Now is the time to support local business, folks. Support local business. And when you deal with New Look Decorating, whether it's Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager, they're both paint specialists in their own right. The whole team over there, they do a great job of making that inspiration of redoing your home into a reality. So whether you're looking to repaint the bedroom or the kitchen, maybe the whole interior or the entire exterior, now's the time to use a great local place that can, well, get to know you. They'll keep your information on file. This is why I've learned. Don't just go to, folks that got brands or folks that have the so-called experts. No, go to folks that you can trust. Go to folks you can build a relationship with. This is why local small business makes not only this part, the river region, Montgomery, hum. It also makes the whole country greater, where most of the jobs are. And New Look Decorating Center is a testament to that, providing these high-quality paint and stain supplies with expertise, the best dyes for color selection and matching existing colors in your home. So call New Look Decorating Center today, 271-0007, 271-0007, or just stop by 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. More news and views when we come back, 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. Jack will join us soon. Y'all hold your positions on the phones. Max, East, William B. Be right with you.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understands these are extraordinary times and that many families are experiencing hardship. Many in our local community are out of work, facing career decisions. The automotive industry has been deemed an essential business. And because of this, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers has remained open for all your service and repair needs. In a time when many are cutting back on employees, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers continues to hire hardworking men and women in the Montgomery area. As one of America's premier automotive service companies, Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers is offering full-time employment, including top pay with overtime, as well as a great benefits package, including 401k, Blue Cross Blue Shield, paid holidays, paid vacation, and no Sundays. If you found yourself financially burdened due to a layoff, or just looking to start a new career, come join the team of automotive professionals at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. Apply in person at our Perry Hill location. That's 1001 Perry Hill Road next to Family Dollar.
Adams Drugs has been serving your family in the River Region for over 58 years. We have been and always will be here for you. We want to stress that everyone practice diligent social distancing, stay at home if you can, wash your hands often, and frequently clean the surfaces you come in contact with. This is a time to take pause and not a time to panic. We need to be thankful for the blessings we have and many times take for granted. Be sure to check on family, friends, and neighbors to make sure they have the necessities they need. Rest assured, Adams Drugs has retained the amount of medicines needed to fill the monthly prescriptions you depend on us for. If you have any symptoms of the COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, or congestion, please do not come into the store. Rather, you can call us with your prescriptions, and we can either bring them to you curbside or deliver to you at home. With our practice of good hygiene, the flu season may not be as bad next year as it is this year. We will get through this with each other's help. Thank you for trusting Adams Drugs with your prescription needs.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FAST to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FAST to 303030. That's FAST to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house. Still awaiting my co-host Jack Campbell. 272.
Mariachi band in the kitchen.
Yeah, 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm going to go to a name I haven't seen before on these phone lines. Max. Hey, Max. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Mac.
Oh, Mac. Oh, I...
Yes, Mac.
Eddie has trouble hearing.
I do. I've got horrible 55-year-old hearing.
I'm doing well, Mac. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I felt like I was calling into college confession.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. And since I felt like you were kind of in your feelings, Joey, about your college experience, I just want to tell you a confession.
Right.
I didn't do my best in college either.
Thank you.
I didn't. And as a matter of fact, I can't believe sometimes those fools let me graduate. But
exactly.
I did, and I'm grateful, and it was one of the happiest days of my life. But this guy, he's not a team player.
No.
I mean, who interviewed this guy and gave him a job? It's like, if you bring in somebody onto your team, you need them to be for the team,
yeah.
So to speak.
Oh, right. And to me, it also hit a nerve because I was in the liberal arts college. And I took some of these English classes, philosophy classes,
mm-hmm.
And some of it was just very boring, disconcerting. I thought sometimes they would take great works of literature and really bastardize how they were teaching it, in my humble opinion. See, mm-hmm. I've always had this big, you know, estimation of my own take on things. I guess it serves.
Well, we have a lot of other things going on now in our colleges. There's a lot of things out there right now with China invasion, so to speak, with the researching that is going on mm-hmm. and how the patents and stuff that is going on is being given to these universities. So you can see why universities are really tuning in to these programs. Because if you get the patent to some type of research, man, that's it's a lot of powerful money coming in.
Well, and,
to these universities.
And to your point there, and this was in my own experience as I was out, heading out the door, one of the final classes I had, the teacher was great. It was a community engagement class, and we did some good things in the class. Like, we went and talked to high school kids in the Lee County area, and that was eye-opening. That was a good experience. But he gave us one essay, and it was by a guy I think named Stanley Fish. And the big question was, is the point of college to give people the information they are seeking to accomplish their goals in life? Or is it to create them into well-rounded citizens? And I'm much more on the side of give people the knowledge they're seeking to accomplish their goals in life. I think when you start talking about well-rounded citizens, whether from a left wing, which is dominant on universities now, or a right-wing perspective, you're playing a game that starts getting into propaganda and indoctrination.
Oh,
and that drove me crazy when I'd run into that stuff. You know, I'm pretty independent-minded. It never really, I don't think I personally ran the risk of being indoctrinated into anything, much anything. But this,
The indoctrination is starting well before they get into college these days.
True.
And it's very concerning. And I respect both ways of thinking on that, you know. It's almost like, are we doing a rehearsal or are we doing a practice? You know, a practice is something that you go and you do on your own. The rehearsal is what you're doing when everybody gets together before you go out for the big performance.
Go ahead. And more generally, I think of all folks, Elon Musk made a great point in a recent interview. He says we have too many people, very brilliant people, going into finance and law in this country.
Yep.
And I would add to that a lot of kind of ivory tower academic subjects. Now, that'll always have a role, and I'm one who likes to pick up a great work of literature or look at old philosophy. I like that stuff. Not everybody does, of course. But I think we do, to Elon Musk's point, need more people who are going into engineering, going into the hard sciences and applied sciences. I think it will serve the country better and serve people's own lives better. Now, folks will always have their own proclivities. You know, you might want to work with people more, so you're not going to go into engineering, and I get that. And you should go for what, you know, turns you on, so to speak, and what actually suits you and what's your passion. But I think we're getting a little too far-flung and just knowledge for knowledge's sake, and we're getting too top-heavy into the so-called political arts. And it is, well, it shows. It shows when you look at our politics today.
Without a doubt, because one of the biggest groups of people that are being really ostracized right now is the working people. You know, the hardworking people, the plumbers, the electricians, those that are out there doing jobs, digging ditches, working on our roadways. You know, we are in this kind of a boom where everywhere I go, we're having road work. Well, you know, you see all these people working out there. They make people say, oh, he doesn't stand around. Well, he's standing around in 110 degree, you know, heat out there, you know, and trying to keep things safe, trying to keep things moving. But those are really hard jobs that sometimes a lot of people don't want to do.
Well, and I actually had a roommate who worked for the state in that capacity. Actually, we had our differences in the past, but it had nothing to do with the fact that the guy was downright brilliant at his job and early on very successful because he took that route monetarily and other ways. So, you know, I tip my hat to folks like that. We need more of that. One of the best spokesmen for it is Mike Rowe. He does a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
Showcasing the working folks.
Well, fellas, keep up the good job, and I hope to hear more college confessions on the show today.
Thanks, Mac.
Bye.
I haven't even scratched the surface. Oh, my God. I'm just more saying that, to me, it wasn't going there and getting that degree didn't feel like I had actually pulled something off and done something great achievement. It felt more like, oh, I jumped through the latest hoop. And maybe the hoop was on fire, so good for you. You didn't get burned. But
that's life in general, isn't it, Joey? That's all we do is jump through the latest hoop, dude.
I doubt. No. I don't think that is.
What is it that you're looking for that you're missing?
I'm striving for a worthwhile goal, lifting a worthwhile burden and a heavy weight and striving towards it.
So you're looking to go through some more hoops?
No. I would describe jump through a hoop as like doing what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Whereas picking up a weight and carrying it of your choosing is a little different.
Okay.
I went to college because I felt like I was supposed to.
Supposed to, right.
Right.
Okay.
So 272-9228. Let's go to East. Hey, East.
Hey, Joey. Listen, man, compared to that professor over in Auburn, you are a quasar, sir. I tell you what.
Quasar?
I've always wanted to use that astronomical reference. Hey, look.
I'll get my wizard's hat out.
All right. Yeah. No. Hey, check this out. When this guy, you were talking about him earlier, the so-called expert, you know, before Congress.
Yeah.
Telling everybody that President Trump's going to kill us all. He looked to me just like Pierce Brosnan's character on the movie Mars Attack.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Vaguely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that you need to go back and watch that. That was hilarious.
Wait, what was the particular song that made their heads explode?
I forget about that. I went to the theater to see that with my oldest son.
It was a certain country song, I'm remembering.
Yeah. We're going to have to sit down and watch it again. But, all of the stereotypes where they wheel out the guy with the cardigan sweater and the glasses, you know, and
right.
He snatches his glasses off and cleans them and tells us just what he thinks is going to happen. You know, I mean, that's the way I see these clowns.
And I think whether it's folks that, you know, prophesize imminent doom if you don't listen to me, or folks that kind of live in this utopian point of view, and I think I get so sensitive about this because I've been in both positions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've kind of learned to not be so idealistic, not be so cynical. No, you know, find that middle way, a practical way forward, knowing that life's full of tragedy, but you can overcome it.
Well,
so,
you've learned what Winston Churchill said: when you're going through hell, keep moving.
Yep.
And that's what I see in your life, man. It, you know, and as a dad type, I want to tell you something, man. I'm proud of you. My IQ is higher because of your work on talk radio, and I think that you need to keep going. You're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do, Ease. Thank you.
All right, dude. You have a great weekend.
You too.
That song, Joey, was Indian Love Call by Slim Whitman. Yes, and it is on the YouTubes if you're interested.
Okay, we'll have to check that out. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Hold your positions if you want to get in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance. And this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all. And you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hansen Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Ryan and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Luke Ryan for details. ACbyLuke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's only mid-May, but it's starting to feel more like late June. Lots of sunshine today. We continue to heat up. Today's high temperature around 91. Mainly clear, mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow's high temperature in the low 90s again. Sunday will be in the low to mid-90s. I think we'll threaten a record high of 93. We could either tie it or break it on Sunday. Rain chances each day through the weekend, about 10% at best. Then Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. Hopefully, a few towns here and there will get one, high in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Oh yeah, the bookcases I had are all gone, but I do have some steel I-beams for sale.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk, 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of their 50% off video transfer. So old videotapes, old even 8mm to digital format, whether DVD or digital files, 50% off month of May reopening special. But call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036 to take advantage of that 50% off. And be sure to tell them Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. And speaking of Jack Campbell, here he is. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I kind of was ranting and raving earlier. It's become a, well, tradition.
Was it ranting and raving or pissing and moaning?
No, oh, I'm sorry. Ranting and raving. My bad. Yeah, yeah.
You can't say that word on these airwaves. Right. Pissing, please.
Well, it started off with talking about this expert who was testifying in front of the House of Representatives yesterday, but then also this new professor hired at Auburn who says, I just can't bring myself to say a cultural signal that uses the word war, like in Go War Eagles.
Well, how does he request the song Lowrider by the band War?
Right. Like, how do you...
No, somebody did not say that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, yeah. Jack. It's... Yeah. And they still
he's an abolitionist, not so much of prisons themselves, but of a society that would create prisons, a society that would create slavery, a society that would create wages. Really, what he's about is creating a new society where no bad things happen. Sounds
I
like
you ought to take a job in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I take his class, I get an automatic A, right?
Right.
I mean, no matter what, I get an A.
And that led me to talking about my own college experience. What Eddie might have confused with pissing and moaning was more me saying, hey, I've made mistakes in my life, and one of them was, I think, how I went about doing college. I think going to a hard science, going to something that's going to provide you with a very clear job coming out of college, I think a lot of folks are wasting thousands of dollars in their college career, and I hesitate to say it, but I'm pretty sure that was a bit of a waste when I went, and lot of it's on me. A lot of it's on me.
Your story is yet to be completely written yet.
Right.
Just relax with that.
But
sometimes college is is not just a lesson in academics.
Sure. Sure, you got to find yourself.
Yeah, and you did discover probably a lot more about yourself.
Yeah.
Your needs and wants.
I discovered
and desires.
I was a drunk.
Hey, me too.
4 years was a blur. It was fun. Last I remembered.
Here, Jack, we've had Chris waiting for a while here, so I'm going to go to Chris. Hey, Chris, welcome to News and Views.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, real quick, I'm glad y'all are talking about this. To me, this is probably one of the most important subjects about the colleges.
Yeah.
That you can ever, to discuss it, especially this point in time. We got a bunch of people going off to school right now. And let me just tell you, I'm not trying to be rude to this guy. You major in anything that guy teaches, you're going to be in debt and broke for the rest of your life.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, and that's the honest to God truth. I'm not trying to discourage people to become English teachers. There's nothing wrong with being a teacher if that's what your ultimate goal is going to be, or writing a book.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we have failed the students and young people in this country by giving this preconceived notion of what college is supposed to be. It is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to meet people and have a good time. But at the same time, when you're walking out, and I did too, I walked out with a degree that probably really didn't do much for me. But, you know, you end up having to get skills, right?
Right.
To pay the bills.
Yes. Right.
Which is true. I mean, you got to get a skill. You got a skill, Joey. You know all that stuff about radio and all that. That's skill. But that's the problem today. You get a degree like that with a professor like that who's going to brainwash you, and you're going to walk out into the world, and you're like, golly, I've got $60,000 worth of debt, and I have a job that's paying me $30,000 a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not fair to students. And I think parents are wising up, because especially in the world we live in now, I mean, time is money.